Jason Sanborn Coffee and Royal Puddings bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Nelson Case, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Radio City, New York, on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Pat Patrick as Ursel Twing, and our special guest, Lana Turner. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Thank you. This is Shade Grove McCarthy and Vacuum Pack Bergen. Oh, I'm glad I'm alive. I don't know, just glad I'm alive.
Well, that's fine. Charlie, I was told that yesterday...
Yeah?
The police brought you home in a squad car.
Oh. I'm dead.
Yes. Tell me, what is it all about, Charlie?
Well, Bergen, it's a long story, Bergen.
Yes.
It's a long story.
Yes.
And a dirty one.
Yeah, I believe that. Young man, I'm going to get the truth out of you if it kills me.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, we all have to go sometime.
Well, no matter what you've done, young man, remember, I feel that I must share in your guilt.
You do?
Yes.
Say, you certainly were a naughty boy yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah. What did you do yesterday, Charlie?
Well, you know Squirrel Puss, my pal.
Yes.
Squirrel Puss and, oh, there he is.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, we rode down Fifth Avenue in a bus, you know. Went to the end of the line.
Yes.
Educational.
Yes, yes, I know.
And then the driver gets off the bus to get in and get a cup of coffee.
I see. And so you two sat there.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's when it happened.
What happened?
Well, I was just sitting there, see?
Yes.
With one foot on the throttle.
I see.
Minding my own business.
Oh, of course, yes, yes. And,
Yeah.
Yes.
If I can get past this point, I'm all right.
Yeah, yeah. And,
Yeah.
And what was your own business?
Trying to figure out what makes the bus go.
Yes, I see.
I figured it was educational.
Yes, of course, yes, yes. You sort of tinkered around with the dashboard.
That's right, little tinker that I am.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the first thing we knew, the trees were going past the bus.
I see. You mean you were moving?
Well, either that or the trees were on wheels.
I see. Well, that's awful. You're not familiar with New York traffic rules. Did you go through any red lights?
No.
No.
We took them with us.
I see. Well, I hope you had the bus under control.
Oh, we did that. But it was the road that got away from us.
I see.
We were going lickety-split, lickety-split.
Yeah. And what happened?
My lickety-split.
Oh, I see. Well, didn't it occur to you that you should have stopped the bus?
Oh, we did. And as soon as we opened the door, about 20 people got on.
Yes.
And they all dropped money in the kitty.
In the kitty?
Yeah.
Well, I see. And did you get off?
What, and leave all that dough?
Oh, I see.
I shall never forget the day as long as I live. It was wonderful.
Did you have a load?
No, we were cold sober.
What happened?
Well, then we took a shortcut through Central Park.
Yes.
And we ran into a squadron of pedestrians flying at low altitude.
Yes. Any casualties?
There were two direct hits and two unconfirmed.
I see.
One of them must have been very nervous. Very nervous.
Why?
He went all to pieces.
Oh.
And then we made our first mistake.
Oh, then you made your first mistake.
Yeah. We started through a tunnel.
Yes, a tunnel.
Yeah. This we shouldn't have done.
No, no, no.
I hollered, low bridge.
Low bridge.
But the bus forgot to duck.
I see. You tried to sandwich your way through.
Exactly, sir.
Yes.
The bus went in a double-decker.
Yeah.
And came out an open face.
I see.
Well, if there was any doubt about getting through the tunnel, why didn't you drive around it?
Bergen, that is the coward's way out.
I see. And that's when you got mixed up with the police.
Yes. They proved not to be not only New York's finest, but New York's fastest.
I see.
And, by the by, Bergen.
Yes?
You have a date at the police station tomorrow.
I do.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. You know what that means, don't you, Charlie?
Yeah. Your hotel worries are over.
Yes, I see.
Ray Noble and the orchestra now play Ray's special arrangement of I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. Improved Chase and Sanborn coffee is the flavor thrill of a lifetime, the most satisfying coffee you ever tasted. So taste it. Taste it now. No matter who tells you how delicious the new Chase and Sanborn is, you'll have to taste it for yourself to appreciate it fully. If sister says it's out of this world and your best friend assures you sincerely that it's the richest, most flavorful coffee money can buy today, you'll still have the big thrill coming. So taste it. Taste it now. It's something new in your coffee cup. Something new and exciting, a blending achievement that brings shade-grown flavor to a new pitch of satisfaction. The difference is amazing. There's more flavor to start with, and you get it at the top of its form, at its best and freshest, because it's vacuum-sealed at the moment of roasting perfection. That's where the new Chase and Sanborn thrill comes from. No other container in the world can give you freshly roasted shade-grown flavor in such lavish abundance. Taste it. Now is the time to ask for improved Chase and Sanborn, the new coffee sensation.
Bungle. I don't want to lead a conga. No.
Hello, Mortimer.
Oh, bingle, bangle, bungle. I'm happy.
Yeah, I see that. Well, why are you so happy?
Well, don't tell nobody.
No, I won't know.
But I think the love bug snuck up on me.
No.
Yeah.
The love bug?
Yeah.
Well, what makes you think so?
Well, I met a beautiful girl.
You did?
Mm.
Well, well, well.
And every time I think of her, I get all covered with goose pickles.
Yeah.
That's a sure sign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Mortimer, you've always been so bashful.
Yeah, I know, yes.
Yes. And you mean you're really interested in girls?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Well, that's fine.
I reckon I'm starting to sow my wild oatmeal.
Oatmeal,
yeah.
That's fine. Well, love is a wonderful thing. You've heard that saying that it's love that makes the world go round, haven't you?
No. How does it go?
Well, that's it.
Was it? Yeah. Wasn't much to it, was there?
No.
Nearly missed it.
Yeah. However, my advice is to be cautious.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Remember, a clever girl can make a fool out of you.
Yeah. Well, what have I got to lose?
How did you happen to meet this girl?
Well, she's working in one of them big compartment stores.
I see.
Downtown.
Yes.
And I sort of smiled at her.
You smiled at her?
Yeah, and you know what she did?
No.
She smiled back.
She did? Mm-hmm. She smiled back at you?
Yeah, I see.
And what did you say to her?
Oh, I ain't said nothing yet.
Oh, I see.
When I look at her, my tongue gets all loose.
Well, what?
Tongue gets kind of pigeon-toed.
Pigeon-toed, yeah. You can't talk.
No, that's it. I'm unspeakable.
Unspeakable, yeah. Well, it's plain to see that you've fallen pretty hard for her.
Yeah.
And does she go for you?
Well, she don't go nowhere.
Oh, I see.
No, she just don't go nowhere. She just stands there in the store window.
In the store window?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Mortimer, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but the girl is a dummy.
No, I don't care. I don't want no girl that's smarter than me.
No, I know. what I mean is, she's a mannequin.
No, she's a girlikin.
Yeah. Mortimer, falling in love with a department store dummy, how did you ever become so stupid?
Well, love can do it to anybody.
Yes, I guess you know.
Hey, Ray.
Yes, Tom,
Ray.
What is it?
I was looking through Bergen's airplane luggage,
uh-huh.
And guess what I found?
An airplane?
Oh, no. No, some of Bergen's old love letters.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh,
yes. You know, that stuff makes Forever Amber sound like Winnie the Pooh.
Well, Charlie, that's not cricket, old boy. You shouldn't have opened them.
Yeah, well, these letters are so hot, they steam themselves open.
I say, Charlie, you know, they must be old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that means a rare stamp.
Yeah.
Yes, well, is it early air mail?
No, early Pony Express, I think.
Well, there you are. They're really old. They must be a collector's item.
Yeah, and I'm the little item that's going to collect on them, too.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have really. You shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Come on now, Ray. I'll let you read a couple of lines for 10 cents.
No, really. No, Charlie.
Goodbye.
No. I wouldn't want to be a peeping Thomas.
No. Right this way, folks. Right this way. Get them while they're hot.
Charlie, what are you yelling?
Three Bergen's old love letters, Anita. Here, 10 cents a piece, huh?
Oh, that's pretty high, isn't it?
Well, I'll let you smell the envelope for a nickel. I have a special on today here somewhere. Let's just, yes, read this right here. Read that.
Okay.
For nothing you can read that.
Eddie, dear, that day in the Nickelodeon when you smiled at me and snatched your bow tie, you made me the happiest girl in the world.
I fail, my belly.
Snapped his bow tie.
Charlie, Charlie, I want those letters. What are you doing with them?
You didn't. No. You can have them, Bergen, for $5.
For $5?
Yeah.
What do you take me for?
$5, I hope, dear girl.
Why, that's nothing short of blackmail.
Well, shall we call it a new type of old age security?
No, we won't. Why, if I were to give in to your demands, I'd be an idiot.
Then it's settled.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't, and I won't pay it.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, no, I won't.
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 Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations you. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes a jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations you'll receive. Oh, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year? New Year's Eve. What are you doing, New Year's Eve?
From childhood on, we wish and dream and imagine good things for ourselves. And sometimes we're able to make real life measure up with a treat like this.
Royal pudding. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More food energy than sweet, fresh milk.
Royal.
More food energy than sweet, fresh milk.
Yes, more food energy than sweet, fresh milk. That's the simple story for Royal puddings. Mothers know the magic in milk. It's rich in proteins, vitamins, minerals, food energy. And Royal puddings give even more. Yes, even more food energy than the sweet, fresh milk you make them with. Give your children lots of milk and lots of Royal puddings. Children must have food energy for the running and jumping that helps develop better bodies. A big, delicious serving of Royal costs just a few cents. So buy, try Royal puddings. Rich, delicious chocolate, smooth, creamy vanilla, mellow golden butterscotch.
Royal pudding. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More food energy than sweet, fresh milk.
Oh, Ray. Ray, I just got to get those letters back from Charlie.
Oh,
Ray.
I wouldn't let the little chiseler get away with that. I'd figure out something.
Well, you know, Ray, I was just thinking. Lana Turner's in town for the opening of her new MGM Pictures.
Cass Timber Lane and Green Dolphin Street.
Oh, yes.
Now, if she would only work on Charlie...
Yes.
Oh, well, of course she wouldn't, though.
Oh, but I would.
Why, Lana Turner.
Look, Edgar, about those letters. Now, if you really want them back...
Oh, I do. I do. Of course I do.
Well, then just call the boy over.
Call? I'd be glad to do that. Charlie, look who's here.
Yeah, why, Lana, my little filly.
Why, McCarthy, my little Charlie horse. Tell me, have you been having fun traveling around the country?
Yes, in a way, but it's a long road that has no turner.
Charlie. Charlie, I don't think it's right for you to ask Edgar to pay you to return his letters.
Yeah. What's really wrong with that? Nothing.
Well, after all, you shouldn't bite the hand that you're feeding.
Yeah. Well, but the money, it isn't for myself, really. It's for the starving.
Oh, who's starving?
My piggy bank.
Well, with that attitude, you'll never be a success.
How do you like that? Still in knee pants and already a failure.
Charlie... Let's see where all this is going to lead.
How?
Now, look, you let me look at your hand and see what the future holds for you.
Oh, yeah. See what the future holds for both of us. Who taught you to read hands?
The lady from 29 Palms.
Oh, cut it.
My Charlie, I've never seen such lines.
And may I say the same about you?
Why, your fingers are all the same shape.
All the same shape, yeah. It's what we call five of a kind, isn't it?
Your index finger's a little flat, though.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that has a meaning.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lesson there.
Oh, there certainly is. I'll never stick it in a ringer again. Now about my heart line. What do you tell me about?
Well, wait until I untangle it.
It's a mess, ain't it?
Why, Charlie, you have two of them.
Yeah, one couldn't take all the traffic. You know. What is this little thing right here? What's that little
Oh, box? That's the girdle of Venus.
The girdle of Venus. So the old girl's getting a little chunky, eh?
Oh, I see some trouble for you in the near future.
Yeah, well, I bet she'll be worth it.
I see you're involved in something dishonest, Charles.
Nah.
Yes? Why, you're selling your future for a mess of pottage.
Detail this, sir. What's pottage selling for these days?
Well, I don't think I can get much more out of your hand.
Oh, but try, Lana. Try squeezing it.
Now, about Edgar's love letter.
Yes?
You're going to be a good boy and give them to Lana, aren't you?
No.
Oh, come on, Charlie. Be noble.
Oh, I say, somebody call me.
Oh, no way. I'm reading Charlie's palm.
Oh.
Oh, do you believe in palmistry?
Well, a phrenologist read my head once, you know. But frankly, I think there's nothing in it.
I see you have a well-developed bump here. Now, that's... what is called a bump of curiosity.
Oh, that is? Well, I got that trying to look over a transom.
And what's this bump? A gift from your mother-in-law?
Yes. Isn't his head an unusual shape, I think?
I often thought of having it, shall we say, re-blocked.
Well, we kill that for you. Oh, we got a lot more good ones. I wish you'd quit talking about your head, Ray. You're always making a mountain out of a molehill.
No, but seriously, I mean, reading the bumps on one's head is just terribly fascinating, I think. How does one learn it?
Well, I'll tell you, Ray.
Yes?
You start out in a small way.
Yes?
Reading warts on a pickle.
I say, that's rather good, isn't it? Don't you think? Warts on a pickle. Well, that's really a dilly.
Miss Merkin Gerken.
Yeah.
Now, please, Ray, leave us alone so I can concentrate on Charlie's palm.
Oh, very well, then. But will you promise to read my palm sometime?
All right. Yes. You come back in about 20 years.
How awfully nice of you. Morning or afternoon?
Oh, how... how about kissing time?
Oh, wonderful.
Late kissing.
Now, Charlie... You're going to give those letters to Lana, aren't you?
No. Yes, it's me, Iris O'Swingtrail.
Yeah.
And I'm here because rumor has it... simmer down. Rumor has it that there are some love letters for sale.
That's right. Yeah, what do you want them for?
Well, I buy love stories that are just full of romance and sadness to appear in my magazine, True Goo.
I never heard of it. Never.
Well, I used to be with the magazine Looky-Looky.
Looky-Looky.
Yes, and after that I changed the name to Drip Drip and I tried to sell it to Fawcett Publications.
Well,
yeah.
Bloop Bleep.
Oh, that was kind of cute.
Yeah.
But we're going to start a weekly news magazine now.
Oh, like Newsweek?
No, guess it is.
More like Time?
Not Time either. No. It's 50% better than Time. We're going to call it a Time and a Half.
I see.
And you mean you'd print Edgar's personal love letters?
Well, I wouldn't print anything that I wouldn't want my little old Aunt Hetty to read.
Say, how is your little old Aunt Hetty?
Oh, do you know her at all?
No, I don't know her.
Oh, you don't know her? Well, she's a pin-up girl in a Second Street bowling alley.
Oh, I know.
Tell me, do you write up news stories or love stories?
Well, love stories are really my long suit.
Oh, so that's your long suit,
isn't it? Well, not exactly my long suit either, because my long suit is at the cleaners. Well, it's not funny. I'm having a chocolate eclair removed from the pocket.
Well, you don't look like the romantic type at all.
What was that? Spoon in a fork.
Oh, well, no, of course not.
So, you really don't look like the romantic type.
I don't. Throw
it to him again.
Tell me, are you in love?
Am I in love?
Oh.
Oh, no, not me. I found love a snare and a delusion.
Well, tell us what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. There's no place here for smart Alex. I was in love, and you're no exception either.
No.
And just pay attention. I was in love with Teresa, the bearded lady, but she gave me the brush.
Well.
Well, did she mean a great deal to you?
Oh, for goodness sakes, my gosh, yes. But another fellow stole her. He was the light of my life.
Why, the both, that is.
Yeah.
What about buying these letters? You know, the public will just eat this stuff, huh?
Eat them up?
Yeah.
Oh, eat them up. That reminds me, it's time for brunch. Goodbye, I...
like to see him go.
Mm-hmm. Now, Charlie, you can see that you can't sell those letters.
Yeah.
And something tells me you're going to give them to me.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do something, Lana, really?
Yes, am I getting warm?
No, but I am.
Are you going to give the letters to me for nothing?
No.
For
yeah,
I'm all ready. Tell me, is my pucker on straight?
Oh.
Phone LaGuardia Field, boys. I'm coming in for a landing.
A new wave of coffee enthusiasm is sweeping the country today. It's praise, praise, nothing but praise for this newcomer from Chase and Sanborn. Yes, the new blend of Chase and Sanborn coffee, the improved blend that you get today, is the most satisfying coffee that you ever tasted. That's why everybody's saying, taste it. Taste Chase and Sanborn now. You won't believe there could be so much difference until you have the cup to your lips. Only the thrill of the new coffee experience can tell you how good it is. Its shade-grown flavor raised to astounding new triumph. A truly great blending achievement. The volume of flavor has been stepped up, increased in overwhelming, lavish abundance. And it's protected for you, delivered to you, vacuum-packed at its best and freshest. As soon as the new Chase and Sanborn with this added wealth of flavor leaves the roasting oven, it's quickly vacuum-packed. No other container ever invented can give you so much flavor, so fresh, so taste it. Get an exciting new coffee thrill. Ask your grocer for improved Chase and Sanborn, the great new coffee sensation. Listen next week for our special guest, Carmen Miranda. This is Nelson Case speaking to you from Radio City, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.